During the busy months of summer, the last thing on our minds is planting new vegetables. But the middle of July is the perfect time to get your fall garden started. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Postgraduate District of K-State Research and Extension. Fall gardens produce cool season vegetables at a less stressful temperatures, and this leads to tastier veggies that are of higher quality. Fall planting requires attention to the number of days to harvest as well as the crop's tolerance to frost. Crops may be direct seeded or transplanted into the garden. Growing transplants is a good choice when the temperature is too warm to start seeds in the ground, if you have grow lights and space available for starting them indoors. When seeding crops directly into the garden, plant slightly deeper than recommended in the spring to take advantage of the cooler soil temperatures and moisture available. Water more frequently to prevent the seeds from drying out. Overhead watering often causes soil to crust, making it more difficult for young, tender plants to emerge. Prevent this by applying a light sprinkling of vermiculite or compost over the row after seeding, or use a soaker hose or drip irrigation right next to the row to allow water to seep slowly into the soil. It's helpful during the busy summer months to follow a gardening calendar to know when to plant your fall crops. In mid-July, plant potatoes if you can find seed stock or have saved seed potatoes. Don't use freshly dug potatoes as they have a built-in dormancy that will prevent growth. Also, grocery store potatoes are often treated so they don't sprout. Cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower can be started from seed at this time. Start the plants in starter trays or small pots to be grown as transplants. These will be transplanted into the garden in mid-August. In late July, seed beets, carrots, and beans directly into the garden. In late July to early August, seed spinach and long-season maturing lettuce, leaf lettuce, will be seeded later. In the second week of August, transplant those broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower transplants into their final location. In mid to late August, seed radishes and leaf lettuce. There is no need to fertilize before planting. You can side dress 2 weeks after transplanting or 4 weeks after sowing seeds by applying 2 tablespoons of a 16-00 or 1 tablespoon of a 27-33 fertilizer or something similar per plant. The K-State Garden Guide is also a great resource for additional information about fall gardening. If you have any questions about how to start the perfect fall garden, contact your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.